you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait until you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the "no animals were harmed" message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
The Todd Glass Show is presented by OCB Rolling Papers.
Misfit Toys.
Hey. I'm in a really good mood. I'm in the podcast studio, and we have a new barn table in here, and it feels really nice to do the podcast at a real cool barn table. I want to talk about Denver, and then we're going to throw to the second half of last week's show with Ethan. It was just so much fun, so many bits. But I know I talk about Denver a lot lately. But just in case someone didn't listen to one of those shows, I'm going to really give it its sell, because this might be the last podcast. Well, there might be a no-show show next week. Maybe, probably, I'll be with Andy Frasco, so I'll probably do something. Oh, next week's show, I forgot, is me and Andy Frasco doing mushrooms, and that's going to be the show from his studio. So, but I wanted to So it's the Denver Comedy Underground, and it's been in maybe two places over the years or three, but it's always the Denver Comedy Underground that's known for, I guess you could say, cultivating cool audiences. You know, it's weird how one promoter might create like more of a rowdy scene, and then there's somebody else who just cultivates a good energy for doing comedy. And Ben Bryant is also a really funny stand-up comedian, which isn't always the case. Sometimes there's a really funny stand-up comedian, but he doesn't really put together a live show great. You know, it's like, but he has both, and he is going to open up all the shows. There's just the band. They're going to be coming out. They're going to do their thing. They'll introduce Ben. He'll open it up. He'll get a blackout, and the band will bring me up. So I'm really excited. I'll have my audience, and I'll have the audience that he has, and it's Thursday's already sold out, but we have tickets for Friday and Saturday, the 12th and the 13th. There's tickets, yeah, and that's it. So I'm really looking forward to that. I'm really going to make it special. I tell you the truth. Like, I always go out of my way to make a show nice, but I've been on the tour with Jim Gaffigan, and then because of COVID, I haven't done that many live shows. So I just want this to be, like, perfect. Like, the look, and, you know, I want it to just be sexy as fuck. From the minute they come in the front door to the minute they get in the show, because it's a treat for me. to really pour it on. So they're going to be some really nice shows. So anyway, that's really it. Why is my voice going higher? Yes, that's right. The Denver Comedy Underground. Todd Glass. The event of a lifetime. The 11th is sold out. Tickets available for the 12th and 13th. With the incomparable Ben Bryant opening all the shows. Everybody, I hope you enjoy the second half of the Todd Glass Show. I love you. You are adorable. You're sweet. You're kind. I sound nasally. I think I do a little. But I'm fine. I feel great. I am. I'm in a good mood. Usually when someone says that, it sounds like they're trying to, oh, you feel so great. Why do you keep mentioning it? Because I've had a little bit of the fresh air, you know? And happy birthday to whoever's celebrating their birthday. Today we throw to the second half of the Todd Glass Show in honor of not only the Vinnies all over the world, part of an exclusive new club, but tonight, what takes precedent to the Vinnies, if it's your birthday. Happy birthday. You're joining the Todd Glass Show, already in progress.
All right, listen, we're all having a great time, of course, but
duh.
I know what the people need. Well, I was 16, I'll give you $100 if you can guess who this was. No, $5. I got the fever. That's you have 1 minute. I played at parties, played in bars. Yeah. I spent my money buying new guitars. I scream my heart out, but I love it. That's rock and roll. It's got a good beat. Great. You could admit it. Silly dance on TikTok. Head dance. It's a new thing we do. We head dance. For people that don't feel like dancing, but you just dance with your head. Maybe they don't have rhythm, but their head has rhythm. Oh, it's the Todd Glass Show. We're making a comeback. Wow! Oh! Oh! Come on, everybody, get down and get rock and roll. Who can yell the loudest?
I don't want to.
Right after I said that, I go, I don't want to yell my
Why
loudest.
Why would we? Yeah.
I had a lot of reverb in there, and I apologize.
Yep. Sorry about that, you reverb freaks.
Who was your friend that you... Can you light up a joint?
Are you talking to me?
Aaron.
Sure.
Is that okay? Mm-hmm. It's right there. Right. Is the lighter here? There you go.
Aaron, can you fucking light up a joint, dude? I mean, is that so much to ask?
Is this beer still cold?
I think I can handle it.
You like cold beer?
I like my beer hot like a soup. I want it in a bowl, and I want bits of tofu in there. I have miso beer. You heard me. You heard me, waitress.
You should come in with one of those spiffy jingles when he says something like that.
Well,
you know,
I
figured out how to brand the Todd Glass Show.
Oh, finally.
People talk to me. This Bob Anonymous sends us in this song, Truth.
Okay.
I'm like, it's nice. I want to write a song about a song about a poem from a movie
story
that I saw in a magazine that I was showing to a friend so he could put it in his phone and then download it when he got home to enjoy it, but the file got corroded. I mean corrupted, but the theater of the mind has no budget.
And so he turned it off and he let it go. And now he's sitting here listening to the Todd Glass Show.
Really nice.
I'm a little bit meta and a little bit loaded. I discovered this podcast and I kind of exploded. I mean erupted, but the theater of the mind has no budget. So I grabbed my guitar and lost control. And now I'm sitting here singing for a podcast show. It's the Todd Glass Show. It's the Todd Glass Podcast. All he wants to do is make us all laugh. It's an odd cast at the Todd Glass Show. It's the Todd Glass Podcast. From the Yangtze River to the Wabash, it's an odd blast at the Todd Glass Show. It's good in the daytime, it's good in the moon glow. I describe it kind of like a modern day goose show. Without the writing, but the spontaneity makes it more exciting. So I'm turning it on and letting it go. And swear to Richard Pryor's rival at the Todd Glass Show. It's the Todd Glass Podcast. All he wants to do is make us all laugh. It's an odd cast at the Todd Glass Show. It's kind of hard to say. It's the Todd Glass Podcast. From the Yangtze River to the Wabash, it's an odd blast at the Todd Glass Show. Feeling good, feeling great. Let the monologue reverberate. It's a podcast, the Todd Glass Show.
Wow.
Really nice.
Let me tell you something. I'm glad I remembered to say that. And thank you. I like one time Andy Kindler said, when I try to reference someone to do something musically, he goes, it looks like Herman Munster is lunging at them. I go, oh, no.
No, I thought it was perfect. I knew what you wanted.
I'm glad I remembered to say it. Sometimes I don't let that song play already out. Let me tell you something. I feel like I should play that song every single show. It reminds me of the theater of the mind. Mm. And it's such, like... I really love his voice.
Yeah.
And
it's a nice song.
And that's like a really sweet song. Like, yep. Even if it was not about the show, but it really is.
I mean, if we're going to play, you know, 15 minutes of farts and boat horns, should probably play that whole
right.
tune, you know.
Well, I try it's to class nice the show up.
Well, yeah.
I don't know why I feel the need to do this.
Show?
Jerry Seinfeld.
I was warned about this.
They were playing his bits on... Why does it annoy me so much? They were playing his bits on TikTok on, like, from the Jimmy Fallon show when they would spin the wheel.
Oh, right.
I'm actually... the bit with the jokes, I like. So I'm not actually making fun of the Jimmy Fallon show. I'm criticizing Jerry. I got you, Jerry. I heard you listening. That's what the word out on the street is. No, is that... just doing the old bits, like, you know, he put a litmus test on absurdity, and I feel like, am I being mean when I feel like they're being the absurd ones? Like, it just seems to resurrect that old material. And one more time, it's a bit on the show, like, that's why he doesn't seem to be going forward, because he just, like, they put old bits and they spun the wheel. He goes, oh, that bit I haven't done since 1981. It never really got into the act, but all right, well then, why do we need to see it? Because you're so, now it's a treat to see what didn't make it into the act. Anyway, I have a problem with Jerry Seinfeld.
I think you should do a show where you spin a wheel and do a bunch of old Jerry Seinfeld bits.
No,
and
just, I like it.
You know, you
I could go out as Jerry Seinfeld too.
Exactly, branded as Todd does Jerry Seinfeld too. Yeah, the new Jerry Seinfeld.
Could we just throw out things and you do a Jerry Seinfeld bit about it?
I mean, yeah. That's
by the
also
way,
a good...
I say it every time. Because I'm honest about, you know, I do. People that listen to the show know my more drawn out, really reasonable problem with Jerry Seinfeld. I did it lazily this show, but I always repeat. I like we saw him live and it was really fucking funny. And then I used to love to see him on the Tonight Show.
Yeah.
And then because like I remember him being on. I mean, it shows how long. He has been really popular because, no, not like TV popular, but even in, I remember 1985, Mm-hmm. It was a special event when he was coming to a comedy club.
Wow. Yeah, that's
crazy.
In
1985.
That's crazy.
Like a special event. So that means you're even then. But let me tell you something. If sometimes they were making more money then because there was like, there was a lot of shows and it was crowded anyway. And then especially if you had like a Jay Leno or a Jerry Seinfeld or a Gary Shandling. Like they were already had some TV credits.
That sounds really fun.
Yeah, well, it was fun shows to see. I worked at this, sorry, place called the Comedy Works, and in Philadelphia, and I started working there when I was 16. Started doing open mic night, and there were some great, like the owner had good taste, and he was very diverse, especially for being in the 80s.
Wow.
And but we'd see great fucking comedy in a room that held like 300 people, and the comedians were in a good mood when they came in. A lot of the owner would. If you came in on like Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, or Friday and Saturday, if you were from New York, you could get on a train if you were middling, but not if you were headlining. So the local middles were great acts. So he would like let them middle. Even though they were being paid the headline, the crowd would get a great show.
That's awesome.
He would let them middle for the late show. Then they'd get on a train. So they were always in a good mood because it was an easy week. They was at a good club. It was sold out all the time. And and to see acts that were treated well. So that's why we probably saw acts in pretty good mood because they were happy to be at this club.
Yeah.
The owner liked comedy and he was, but like.
And you started doing open mics at 16?
I started doing open mic at 16.
Wow. Did you know at that point that, okay, I want to do this? I want to take this really seriously?
You know what? I didn't know that, but I knew when I started hanging out with other comedians, like I seriously thought I had. I keep forgetting there's a microphone here. I knew that, like, I'm trying to say it without any conjecture because it doesn't need it. Mm-hmm. Because it makes it worse. Unless you're real. What was the real feeling? Don't try to.
Right.
And it was that I had found my people, my friends. You know what I mean? Like, comedians. Like, I got along. I felt comfortable going out with them.
Yep.
So I didn't. But at that same time, that I knew. That was fucking. It was like, this was fun. I was enjoying it.
Mm-hmm.
And being around, like, 17 now, so. By 17, I knew every comedian. I would go out to this place. I could drink if I wanted. I just didn't really drink that much. I didn't smoke pot. Mm-hmm. So we would go down to this place and hang out. And but the doorman once, because it was a big deal to get a weekend, his name was Tony Molina, and he goes, I think he was nice. He goes, I think you're going to get a weekend. And I swear, I thought this is horrible. I go, I wish he knew what he was talking about.
This guy's a fucking moron.
He's just like, he doesn't know. I think you're going to get a weekend. You know, I thought, no, I could never get a weekend. Like, I thought that would be great, but like.
When did you get a weekend? How long into your.
2 years.
That's good.
Yeah. Two years. And he was really fucking nice to me, the owner.
Nice.
Really nice. Like, just absurdly, like one of his kids.
Wow.
And I got to see a lot of great comedy, and, you know, and it was a lot of fun. Our favorite was Paul Reiser.
Paul Reiser.
He was one of our favorites. He was nice. Everybody fucking loved Paul Reiser.
Nice.
He was so fucking nice.
That's good to hear. Good to know.
Yeah.
You know?
We would go out after the show and find a cool place, and he had just done Diner.
Damn.
And he was so nice.
That's awesome.
And fun to be around. Anyway.
Yeah.
I mean, I know what you want. What do you want me to do?
You want me
to sing?
I mean,
anything you want.
If I could think of any song,
seriously,
like, just choose whatever song.
I don't give a fuck what it is.
Fever.
Fever.
Yeah, I would really be moved if you could just perform any sort of iteration of Fever.
My band's with me, ladies and gentlemen. How about a hand for Johnny Colorado on drums?
Hey.
Yes. How's it sound? Remember, you're at home. You're picturing people at home are picturing a pool. I'm going to set it up. I'm going to let you set it up. What room am I in right now? People at home are imagining the room. I'm a singer. Where are we at? Can it be a nice place?
The Copa.
The Copa? Oh, how big of a band do I have right now? Remember, it's dark in people's heads. The band could be 20 piece. This could just be a simple part of the night. This is the drum.
It's an 8-piece band.
8-piece.
8-piece.
Wow.
Yeah, pretty cool.
Is it like plush?
Yeah. You could say that.
And
Am I the singer? Yes, I'm the singer.
Duh.
Yeah, I'm the singer. Out of the thing. I don't know. And I'm, see if I can fake it. Could you help me, like, with some Beeman? Could you help me with that, guys? Try to, you know, you're my band. So you help me. Viva! Can you give it a little, you know, I can't sing. I've done this bit before. My thing is if the three of us had to go out, we hit hard times. I think we can get a band. I'm serious. Like, oh, hold on. Shut the music off. I'm tired of the jokes. Shut the music off. Shut all the echo off. If the three of us, this is so much fun. And then we're going to torture Vinny. I love that that's how we're going to close. Vinny, I'm going to tell you right now.
You're fucked. Sorry.
Oh, Vinny, you got... I swear, truth. Go listen to the show in public. I want to know. Truth! You sit up! You stop squirming around like it's so funny and you can't walk down the street. Oh, I got... You all your monkey, huh? You funny? Go. Oh, you can do anything?
Seriously.
I want you to go get a banana. Seriously.
Seriously.
Shut the fuck up. Pause it. Go get a banana. Eat it. Oh, you're... Hey. Truth, I want you to do it. Or admit to me that you couldn't do it. Go get a banana.
Don't steal it. Pay for the banana. You
pay for the banana. And go walk down the street. Now, at this point, you have the banana because you unpaused it. I told you to pause it.
Now we're back.
Here we go. Oh my god, Eric, that got to go. Oh, Ethan, I called you Eric.
That's okay. We hang out a lot.
That's how funny that was. I lost my balance.
It was Eric level funny. That's when you know.
Oh, God.
No, but seriously, go out, eat this banana, try to listen to the show.
Yeah, do that. But until then, I'm going to sing, go back to my band, then we're going to come back and torture Vinny. We're an hour and 15 minutes. We're doing good. I need to take a drink of water. I'm really struggling here.
I think you're doing great. I think you're on a fucking roll.
Thank you.
Hey, you're welcome.
Thank you very much, everybody. It's a pleasure to be here. I hope you're having a hooty-tooty time. Hey, listen, Vinny. Sit the fuck up. Let me tell you something. I'm done fucking around. I'm done fucking around.
Enough is enough. It's seriously
enough. Enough is enough.
It is.
I'm sick of it.
Same.
Admit it. Admit me, text me, and tell me that you're right. I can't listen to the show in public, or you fucking stand up and walk near people. I didn't say you could turn the corner and like walk away and be dodging people. You go near them.
And stop shoving food in your mouth.
Stop shoving food in your mouth.
As some excuse, you look even stupider.
Maybe if you're shoving food in your mouth, it's time to say I had to cave.
Yeah.
What else do? Put a trash bag over your head and act like you're lost?
Oh, great. Now you look like walking garbage.
Now you look like a walking garbage.
Nice.
Great.
That's smart.
Oh, great. We have enough trouble bringing the businesses back to Denver. Now this guy's walking garbage.
Oh, cool. So now I'm supposed to walk the street and ignore this douche making a bunch of noise with a dumpster on him.
He thinks, I'm fed up.
Same.
He goes.
This is the one thing that pisses me off.
He admits he has a hard time, but what are the rules that say, no, I broke? Like, he goes, okay, for instance, he was at Marshall's, and I'll admit it was hard, but he goes, I had to put a pillowcase over my head. No, then you lost.
Yeah.
He goes, well, no, I did it so no one would notice. That's what it's like when he makes these bullshit stories up.
It's just such crap, and
such
I'm so sick
and
of it.
Sick of
and,
it.
You know, life
I'm
is hard
it,
enough.
Vinny. Life is hard enough.
There's so much fucking problems, and people are all pissed off at each other nowadays. These are hard times we're living in, ladies and gentlemen. And yet, we have people like Vinny going around Marshall's putting merchandise that he has not purchased on his face.
Just so people think, oh, I thought that...
He's listening to a normal podcast.
Yeah, he's listening. Oh, well, maybe he needed to tune out some of the background noise. Vinny, we're on to you. I'm going to turn the reverb off because there's no more jokes. All right, so listen.
Okay.
So the band, and then we're going to torture
him.
Oh,
right.
You think we've tortured him? You don't know. I have a lot prepared.
Oh,
truth.
That was zero.
Truth.
That was nothing.
Truth. That was nothing.
I didn't even know.
Sit up, Vinny. Vinny, you sit up. Show a little respect. Show a little goddamn respect.
So
you go walk in front of those people. Your knees buckle. They will buckle if you do it in real life. And I'm going to ask you truth. I'm going to ask you, did you listen to the show in front of people? If you don't, that's fine.
Sure.
But if you're going to do it, I want the truth. The only thing that I don't feel too scared about as much as I'm yelling is he will be honest with me. And I want to know the truth because he can't take the truth. You know, he can't handle the truth.
That's right.
Right?
Yeah.
He can't handle the truth.
And I was already pissed off before, and now seeing you mad is making me even more mad. It's fucked.
It's fucked.
This fucking guy. And I don't even know if we're recording, but eventually we will torture him.
Damn it. I'm having so much fun because truth, I don't mean to overuse it. He will hear this. Loose and don't repeat that to HR.
I hope HR is
like
here.
We're big enough to have HR. Well, no, of course. We're a big podcast. We have an HR department.
Yeah, but we haven't had HR.
No touching.
Oh.
Wait, that was probably. It's one of those jokes you do and go, oh, I can be better than that. You just smell. It smells bad.
Yep.
Anyway, here we go. So I'm in the band.
Right. You're and leading the band.
I feel like I'm at a nice.
Not the Copa.
I get. We're out. Here's the deal.
Yep.
The three of us, we hit hard times. Whatever it is, but I know. I go. Say not as a bit. As just we're gonna fucking starve. You don't know what it's like to starve. We're gonna. Something's gonna happen. We're close to. But I go, guys. We could do a band. And I go, I tell you, Todd, you can't even know the words of songs. I know, but if you guys help me and you go out there and you can just back like a fever. So we learn these songs.
Sure.
Fever's just one we're going to do, but we know 50 of them.
Of course.
We get together. I make a lot of announcements with reverb. I've talked about this character on the show before. I like the fantasy. I want to make it come to truth. Like, I want to figure out how to do it. Like, where can I go where they'll let me play in the corner? Now, I would rehearse. In the bit, I'm saying I rehearsed, but I actually didn't. But if they go, you know what, that bit you want to do? Well, my friend has this thing. He goes, if you want to be up in the corner, I go. And one night, all I have to do is for an hour. But people, here's what I want to hear. Most people won't be listening. I go, perfect. They're the jobs we take.
Yes.
We don't need everybody.
No, they're eating.
If you're a good, if you have a beautiful voice and you're at a lounge and you go, at that lounge, people are really there to see that. No, we do not want that. That's people deserve. We just need them not to be. Then I think I'm safe. Yep. People can be listening, just not intently.
Right.
They can even applaud.
Sure.
Of course, I have a lot of reverb in my voice because this character is me.
Yeah.
But what if I had the money? See, if I know what I would do if I had, hands down, it doesn't even take me a second. The old, if you won $10 million or $1 million or whatever, definitely tour bus and a five piece band, horns, a backup singer. I mean, fuck it. You can go out every night you can have a fucking blast.
Oh, yeah.
You know, being able to have that. I'd have fun with what I do bring.
Sure.
But there's no doubt it would be fun to have.
That's like, how you would crank it up.
Oh, I would have so.
Yeah.
Then you could
sing. If somebody says
backup singers.
Trombone or pyro, you're going trombone every time.
I go trumpet.
You go trumpet.
Trumpet. I like
clarinet.
To go trombone too. You know why?
Sure.
You hit in their bowels.
Oh, yeah.
You go down deep.
Boom.
Boom.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. So anyway, so here we go.
Fever.
And you're on the drums. Remember, people at home are picturing, oh, it's a nice lounge. It's at the,
yeah.
Where's it at? It's at the, how about the W?
Yeah.
So it's loud.
It's at the W.
But it's the stage looks, if stage may as well be if the nicest, it's a fucking proper.
Looks like shit's made out of pearl, marble.
No, it's just like if you went to see at the Bellagio, their lounge, it'd be sort of tasteful. The band is, it's nice. It's not a shithole.
No, we're wearing suits.
We're wearing suits, but it's a proper stage. The curtain shuts, it opens. There's an orc. There's like a band. There's a trombone. You know, there's a horn section.
Yep. I have a martini near me. You know, it's
not
in the way of
this?
The instruments.
Yeah, if I had that. But in this case, no, it's just us.
Cool.
Okay, I got a little carried away. So
easy
in this
to
case,
do.
Now look, we're gonna play it. What is going on here? I hate these people that think it's okay to just. Oh, ain't that nice? I threw the phone and hit the tambourine. So here we go. But it's nice stage. Just the three of us.
Wow.
Here we go. Now, people are in there. Can you bring in a little bit of the fever? I don't want too much reverb. I know I don't usually say that. But on this one here, how's that? Strong. It's got to be. Then the drummer comes in. People picture it. We're wearing black. I mean, I have to sell it. We have black fitted suits. We fucking look tight. You're gonna help me out. Remember, we're just our. We can't get fired. Show. They're just yours. They love how much I love you. Never know how much I love you.
Fever!
When you put your arms around me, you're gonna get
fever! Woo!
When you kiss me, baby,
fever! Fever!
Fever gonna hold me right, and I give you fever.
Fever!
A fever, don't you? A fever, don't you?
Fever, don't you?
Ha! Now listen, now. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, we sure hope you're having a good time here tonight. See, this is where he talks a lot, but they think it's singing. They'll be like, I don't forget to try the buffet. Delicious every night. You gotta go to the buffet. You gotta try the shrimp. Oh,
fever!
It's fake shrimp. Fever, don't you hold me tight? You give me fever. Oh, okay. I'm done. Sorry, I was having a nervous breakdown. I was really made pretending I was there.
Yep.
I could make this. This, see if I could pull it off. That's the right way to say it. I could make it happen. I'd have to not be high to think it through.
Sure.
But I could probably find somewhere that would let me go.
Oh, yeah.
Like, go, let me just do it over there.
Yep.
Like at a festival, maybe. People are on to me. They have to not, hopefully.
Farmer's market.
Even know I'm a comedian. The better. The less people that know I'm a comedian, the better.
Yeah. Otherwise, if anything, they'll be like, oh, that singer looks like Todd Glass. That's interesting.
Right.
But clearly it's not because he's a lounge singer.
What do I wear? Just say it. What do I wear?
I would say, yeah, suit.
Not a jumpsuit like Elvis, right?
No, yeah, probably a big jumpsuit.
Oh, you think? Shut the fuck up.
Yeah. Big old jumpsuit.
What color? Black? White?
Bright, I would say bright orange.
Bright orange? What?
Yeah, like a big sun.
I don't like this character.
No?
Well, he seems, not, you know. It's very
big sun, dude, leader of the band, and then he's got sunglasses and a sombrero. And he's,
I like it.
And but you're drinking heavily, but it's not real alcohol.
Oh, you know? I like that.
But you keep just excusing yourself to chug.
That makes it. It's part of the nuance, you know.
Yeah.
It is hard to watch the glorified drinking from Dean Martin in hindsight now. It's it has eventually killed them, and they romanced it. What's this anniversary song? Wow. I know what people need. I mean, that's why I have the show and got number one podcast from the Podcast Association of America. We got number one again, everybody.
Congratulations, Todd.
Thank you, Ethan.
You're welcome.
We got number one.
I met you. You nearly knocked me off my feet. You have a way of spreading sunshine.
This is about you.
Oh, wow. Thank you.
Yeah, it's to you, you dumb fuck.
Special anniversary.
Sorry about that.
For the one I love.
I just didn't realize it, I guess.
No, it's fucking to you.
Yeah, I'm sorry. No, I didn't know.
It's a nice fucking song.
I only heard like a lyric or two.
I thank you for all the time.
Thanking you. I was fucking thanking you.
Yeah, no, now I get it. Now I get it.
You get it. Yeah. Sure, Dame laid a dollar early. 16 cents sideways. And a bazooka. Bazooka.
Yeah, look, I already apologized. I don't know what to tell you. I'm sorry. I tried.
Will you do me a favor? And I want you to be honest.
Yeah.
I want him to fade this song out. Close your eyes and see. Tell me when. Go. Oh, it's obviously you now. Okay.
when I walked away.
You're the sunshine of my life, dear. The wind beneath my wings.
Sounds like the song now.
Yeah, this
is the guy, right?
This sounds like
okay,
the song.
Tell
yeah.
me if you feel any changes.
Okay, I will.
When you know it, tell me.
Okay, so you're gonna start singing, and I gotta guess when.
Well, no, not necessarily. I might just keep playing this.
Oh, okay.
And loving touch help us make it through the night. I thank you for
all the things you do.
No, still the song.
You're that nice. I'm still the song. You're so nice. You literally go, still the song.
Still, clearly.
Still the song.
Clearly, it's still the same song. Sounds nice.
I thank you for all the things you do.
This must be the chorus.
Oh, yeah, this is the same song.
Okay.
This is two idiots guessing. I want to be the idiot, too. We hear the song. Oh, yeah, that's, oh, yeah. Yeah, that's definitely him. I don't know. Why do I join your bit and then ruin it?
Yeah, thanks.
You didn't need me. It was hilarious. And I came in and fucked it up. But I did have a... I feel like my one eye is shutting. You see?
You want me to call somebody?
What?
What, you got something?
Oh, no. I had allergy.
Oh, shit. What are you allergic to?
I don't know, but they gave me drops for my eye.
They gave you drops because you're allergic to something you don't know what it is?
I know what it is, but I don't know, I don't know how to say it.
You don't know how to say it.
I didn't want to have it. I don't know why, but just the name always creeps me out. Pink eye.
Mm-hmm.
It always makes me, I don't know. I'm so relieved. Like when they say you don't have that, I'm always like.
Great.
Oh, good. And it's probably not a big deal.
I don't know. Never had it. Doesn't seem like a big deal.
Well, they'll amputate your face.
That part is rough.
I knew a girl. She had it. And she had to amputate her face because she got red eye. They had to cut her whole face off.
Oh, man.
It's a true story.
Is she okay?
Yeah.
She's fine?
She's fine. Absolutely. The
absolutely
surgery,
fine.
It's amazing.
She so she just has like a tube for a nose, tube for a mouth?
No. She in the, what? This is getting sad.
I just figured if her face is gone, they would have to replace her parts.
No, she got a new one. It was
a
good story.
Oh, she got like a new face.
I saw a golden retriever in a video today. And this golden retriever... In the video, he's happy because he knows he's at Starbucks. And then so he's got a big smile. And then she orders her order and he smiles.
Oh.
But then when they go on a pup cup and he totally makes three faces. The happy face that they make, even in the resting face, is pretty nice.
Yeah.
Then obviously excitement and then definitely another level. And I'm like, I want to fucking just mush that goddamn dog.
Yeah. You have a dog?
I would let you know.
It's very interesting that you don't.
I know, because I'm also very orderly, and it does.
What about a cat?
You know, they might poop. Same thing.
Same thing.
If it came into my life, I'd keep it.
Sometimes you gotta go after it.
I know.
I have two cats. I was never a cat person.
No, I love cats. When they're cool, they're cool. If they're not, they're not. But that's like
dogs.
Seems
like it'd be more up your alley.
No, cats are great.
Yeah.
I would tell you the truth. Like, I would like a cat. Like, I do like them when they're very affectionate.
Yeah, like we have two, but one of them is like that. Like he wants to be pet all the time and purrs loud and he'll come to me and just, you know, and it's really good. If I'm hearing you correctly, you're not going to go out and capture a cat. But if one came into your life, if say I gave you a kitten, would you?
I can't right now.
You can't right now.
I'm under investigation.
FBI wouldn't allow it.
I'm under investigation.
I can't do it because of
I can't.
A lawsuit.
Blah, 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 blah. That's a great, interesting story you just told me. Wow.
Thank you. Interesting.
But
I appreciate it.
It's a real show. We're going to throw it a commercial. We'll be right back with the Todd Glass Show.
All right.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective, unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you.
Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Let's be, we really don't know. Like in this bit, we know like 10% of it.
Got it.
But we give it the good. Remember, no one's paying attention. I tell you that every night before we go on. I should suffer without reverb. This is what I should have to do. Boo, 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 boo. See what I'm at with no good, no nothing? You can take this. If you want to do this, if the point I'm trying to make, and I'm being serious, and then we're going to torture Vinny.
Thank God.
And then we'll say goodnight.
Great.
Is that if you have an idea and you don't give up, because you could be a guy that goes, boy, I'd like to walk around and go, na, 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 na. Like I don't, I can only sort of know 10% of most songs. I would love to be able to go, but you think I'll never get to do that. But then you go, you know what? How could I do that? How could I? You go, well, I could get a, you know, a little band together.
Yep, yep. Follow your dream.
Follow your dream.
Yep.
Sounds weird without the music, but all of a sudden.
Sounds
perfect. And then two guys that got your back that don't know anything, but they have your back.
Fever.
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 Fever down the stream.
And then some reverb. Okay, I'm sorry. We had a good year. We bought a reverb machine.
Oh, sorry.
Sorry. Sorry. Now we sound like this. Sorry that we have a drummer with us now. Oh, I'm sorry. That's our fault.
Fever when you're humming, baby. Fever when you hold me tight. Oh, when you wrap your arms around me, baby. I get a feeling and I just can't run. Give me fever.
Hey, get out there in the dance floor, you dumb fucks. I'm sick of this shit. It's a backing track, I said it. Vinny. Are you in a public area? We have a song. Don't we have a song? Like a theme now? We've made this into a...
Look at the clock. What time is it? It's time to torture Vinny.
Look at the clock. What time is it? It's time to torture Vinny. Look at the clock. What time is it? It's time to torture Vinny. Look at the clock. It's time to torture Vinny. Hey, Vinny, you fucked. You're done. You're done.
Even when you're home, baby.
Vinny, you're through. You're through. Unless I get a call from you and I will pull this, I won't let this podcast go out.
Look at the clock. What time?
So here's the story. I'm going to give you the backstory. I'm going to take you through. It's a true story.
Great.
About back in June, Vinny, sit up.
Wake the fuck up.
It does not mean you're listening in a public area if you've turned corners. And I'm going to tell you one more time. You have to be walking at people.
What do you
stand
not understand?
Up and stand up when you listen to the show. None of this, oh, I'm on a bench. I'm technically near people, but I'm facing.
Go over near your parents.
Go over near your parents at the house. Get out of your room.
Seriously.
He goes to his parents on Monday. In all fairness, so he doesn't sound like he's... He goes... Well, that's okay, as long as it's in context, to have dinner there. So, you know, sometimes, you know, he listens to the podcast before, like, when he's hanging out in the after, he'll go, like, after work. So it's like, yeah, go, you know, go listen out there. Go back out into the to go near your dad.
Yeah,
that's where he actually said he had to show food in his mouth.
Because
he was
in front of his father.
Ian Freya. He might go, "What are you laughing at?" Oops. No, not he's he wouldn't yell it. He'd be curious in a nice way. Like, "What are you laughing at?" He said, "I don't want to say. Oh, it's a oh, I got to give it a listen. I prefer you don't."
Right.
And that's why he would never mention it, because he doesn't want to get it into the air. It's nothing. It's just a bullshit. It's the Beatles cover band. Somebody's dad would go, "Oh, I liked it. I got tickets. All right, Vinny, is this funny?" Even this shit's funny when it's right to you. It's about your real dad, Vinny. And the other Vinny's all over the world.
Yeah.
It's not, you're not made pretending it's you. It is you. If you're a Vinny, it's to you. So even you better sit the fuck up yourselves. And I don't mean to make it aggressive. When I say sit up, I mean the whole, oh, I could listen to the show in public. Yeah, I find that. Well, go ahead, do it.
Sure.
So far, to be honest with you, I don't really get answers back. Hmm. Like he says, it's really funny. Oh, my God, I was losing my. But you, on this one, I didn't forget. I want you to listen to it walking past people. That's the I never said to you, oh, I bet you could do it if you turn a corner. Yeah, if you hide yourself, it makes it a little easier. I get it. Just admit it. That's still a compliment, but I don't think it's the compliment I deserve. Okay, you're acting like you can. You can, or do it. Buckle up.
It's not hard.
It's not hard.
Certainly not. Kids do it.
Certainly not. There's people that listen to the show. So there was a news story. This is the truth. Okay. I swear to God.
I'm intrigued.
It made it on the news.
And
made it on the news because he goes, could play that clip. This is the old.
Good afternoon. I'm Pete Souza with some of your KXRN headlines. We want to get you up to speed on a developing story out of Denver where authorities are investigating.
Pause it for 1 second. You know how you know it's real? Do you hear the news in the background?
Yeah.
It's so subtle. That's how you know it's real. That's funny because I heard it before. No. I heard it and I went, oh, it is. This is not a joke anymore, folks.
No.
This is on the news.
If you go to the CNN tapings,
you'll find this.
People are talking, and the executives are going, there's not enough shit going on in the background.
Listen to this.
Pump in some news shit.
That's what happens on the real news. So
that's what happens.
So Vinny's now, this is going to catch you up to, go ahead.
Good afternoon, I'm Pete Souza with some of your KXRN headlines. We want to get you up to speed on a developing story out of Denver where authorities are investigating a situation that absolutely stinks. Denver police say a man lost control of his bowels in public, and it was all brought on by listening to a podcast. Reports say a man who goes by the name Vinny was listening to the Todd Glass podcast at about 10:30 this morning near the 16th Street Mall. That's when he began to shit uncontrollably.
Wow.
A witness on the scene says the man tried to sit down to stop the high-speed defecation, but to no avail. This afternoon, the city is using snow plows, basically as shit plows, to clean up the mess. Sanitation Department head Saeed Patel says there is no plan in place for the city to remove this much solid waste in such a short period of time. Police say Vinny was warned not to listen to the Todd Glass podcast because of a previous loss of bodily function, but decided to listen anyway. We're working to get more information to find out if this guy's in custody or if he's facing charges. All right, let's get over to Tripp now, who is tracking more storms.
So I just need... Now, this next one will lead to the dilemma we're in. That happened. Okay. That's real.
That's a prequel.
Hey, Vinny. Sit up. He's walking, but he's acting like he's looking at his shoes.
Yeah, exactly.
You can't go head on, people. Stand up and look at people.
And when Todd says sit up, he's talking attitude wise.
Yes,
you don't have
thank
to
you.
Actually sit up.
Thank
but
you.
But fucking sit up in your head.
Sit up in
sit up in your goddamn head.
And you know what he means, even though it sounds silly. Sit up in your head, Vinny.
Sit up in your head.
Sit up. You don't need to grow up.
You need to sit up.
That's your problem.
Yeah. Piece of shit.
Wow.
And I'm sorry.
No, he doesn't mean. He means
cursing.
Like for not giving me. Like if I get the championship belt, like I would.
Which
think
you deserve.
All I want him to do is leave me a message. Go. I cannot listen to your show. At least the shows you just did. I cannot listen in public. Or say, I can, and then send me video. I don't get the video.
If you don't get the video, it didn't happen.
It doesn't have to be clear. You can put his camera somewhere.
Yeah.
Find a place. I'll buy you a tripod. Just set it up. I'll believe you. We have trust here. If he goes, I set the camera up, I believe him. But I do want to see it.
Yeah.
Why? Because I don't believe him.
Right. He's not trustworthy.
He's not trustworthy anymore.
And you're even willing to buy him a tripod. Nice guy.
Sure.
Unbelievable.
It's unbelievable. What this Vinny is. So listen to this. This is the news.
Okay.
Like I swear to God.
Yeah.
You think we had trouble before?
I did. I mean, that was a pretty gruesome incident.
This is true. This is what...
Good afternoon. I'm Pete Souza. We want to interrupt some of your regularly scheduled programming right now with breaking news. Police in Denver, Colorado, in search of who could possibly be an imposter. Police say the suspect is claiming a dubious distinction. If you remember a few months ago back in June, we told you about a man who goes by the name Vinny. Vinny from the Todd Glass Show, in fact. He was terrorizing Denver County with defecation.
Oh.
Today, Denver police say they're dealing with somewhat of a copycat shitter.
Oh.
A man claiming to be the earlier perpetrator, Vinny, from the Todd Glass Show. Police say the man is going around shitting in a book bag, claiming to be Vinny from the Todd Glass Show, in turn for some goods and services from local businesses, trying to use celebrity to get ahead in life. Police in Denver, Colorado say if you have any information on this fake Vinny from the Todd Glass Show, call Denver County Police. If it is the real Vinny, police say that they are camped out at the local supermarket, King Supers, and they are waiting for him in the peanut butter and jelly aisle. Apparently, police say that is where this Vinny likes to go to get his food on, and then he shits. So if you have any information, you know the drill. Call police. Let them know. We're going to continue to update you on this story.
This is real.
As the shit continues to develop.
Wow.
For now, I'm Pete Souza in the KNTX newsroom. Let's get you back to The Price is Right.
This interrupted The Price is Right.
They interrupted.
Did you hear it at the end?
Right. That's how you know.
Did you hear it at the end?
Yeah.
It's interrupting. That interrupted The Price is Right. Vinny's shitting all over the place.
Well, and the imposter.
And this is why he still goes. This is what ties it all together if you're wondering what this is about. It's about Vinny thinking when you're shitting, he goes, yeah, I shit. But I did it. No, that's not doing it. We're talking about with some humility, with some,
right.
You know, yeah, if you could just snicker once in a while. I'm not looking to make you, you know, what they do, like the surge, the military guys that have to not crack. No, you can, if your lip's quivering, you won.
Yeah.
But you go show me the video. If your lip's quivering, I'm going to go, oh, you got it. You did it. I'm not looking to nitpick. I'm just looking for the truth, Vinny. Sit up.
And Todd,
I'm
not trying to throw gas on this fire,
no.
But I'll tell you what, there's already cameras all over the fucking place. He doesn't even need to set up his own freaking camera.
No.
He can just walk in front of a camera at a Best Buy
and then
listen to the podcast.
And then rob it.
And then we can watch.
And then we can watch.
Yeah.
And you know what, Vinny?
What?
If you are walking in public and you're listening and you do need to take a shit, take it.
You know, hey, you're laughing. He's selling merch. This is the truth.
Oh, my God.
It looks like there's fake poop all over the back of the pants.
Jesus Christ.
Like, and it says, I'm the shitter from the Todd Glass Show.
Probably making a killing.
He is. And then he says he has these real vials of shit.
Well, that I'm interested in.
Well, anybody.
That in. That's important.
Well, we have to go to close. What was this double shit? Double, that was a good show.
Hot damn.
We packed a lot of stuff in there.
Yeah, it was skunky cool.
Hey, Vinny, don't think it's through.
Yeah.
Come on. Come on.
Come on.
Come on,
baby.
Come on, baby.
Come on. God damn.
Hey, Vinny. Hey, Vinny. Vinny, look at you. Ain't it funny? Walk down the street with your head bobbing around, you fuck. Yeah, go ahead. Walk with your head bobbing back and forth. Everyone sees you laughing down the street like a lunatic.
There he is.
I could sing about anything. Give me anything, I'll sing about it. Anything.
Tuna.
Oh, come on.
No, seriously, not tuna, just because I don't want to talk about tuna.
Yeah, yeah.
But anything.
Controversial.
Well, it is a little. I'm sorry. No, no. But anything.
Anything else.
Anything. Just fucking say it. Don't overthink it.
Yeah, shoelaces.
Well, I don't want to, just because I... What? I don't know. What do I know about shoelaces?
It's like a cheap piece of shit.
All right. Now I feel like I don't want to... Just not shoelaces. Okay. But yell out. Don't...
Just something
also don't
want to
make you self-conscious.
No, of course.
So just yell out.
People
any,
want like
anything,
something a song
just yell it
would
out.
Be about.
Don't overthink it. Those okay, two were it. Weird ones. Yell it out.
Sure. Clouds.
All right. Clouds. Yeah. Okay.
Great.
Okay.
Perfect.
I just... Okay. Let's do it.
I mean, if you don't want to.
No, it's just that...
I don't want to put you on the
no,
spot.
No, they remind me of my dad who died.
Oh, my God.
I know,
sorry.
And it's stupid, but I always Jesus. Think of the clouds.
No, you're not stupid.
No,
don't
I'll do
that.
It. I'll do it. I'll
if you,
do it.
Okay,
let
if you want
do.
To.
He'd yeah, be yeah. happy.
Okay. Oh, he would.
My dead dad. I don't know where I'm at in a bit, but we can... You know my favorite way to close is just talk about it. What am I doing with these knobs? I feel like I turned them. I feel like I shouldn't have. Wait, are they all off? Hold on. Let me see.
Everything's been off the whole time.
Hello?
another one of those?
No.
No. The lost episodes?
We'll find out. But I feel the reverb. I just want to make sure all these knobs. Okay,
you just like turning knobs. And guess what? I do. I get it.
No, it's really not. It's just the reverb. But sometimes my big fat
okay,
fingers.
Someone's in denial, but...
No, what other knobs do I press?
I don't fucking know. Knobs are fun.
You're in denial.
Whatever.
Because it does look like, but I swear to you, all I'm going for is the reverb. Well, and the volumes.
Well, sure.
I will tell you this.
And the ones that don't control anything, they're just fun.
I'm just, that's why I'm mute. A lot of them are muted.
Sure.
A lot of them are muted.
I wish they were all muted.
Oh, God.
That's when I know somebody I'm with is having a good time, when they go, oh, God.
No, that you know what that means? I'm just, I know what it is? I'm spent in the best way.
Ethan, welcome back to the Todd Glass Show. Ethan, yeah. Have a great time on the podcast tonight. Ethan, welcome back to the Todd Glass Show. Ethan, have a great time on the podcast tonight. Welcome Ethan from the Cooties. Sit back and take in all the beauty. Ethan, welcome back to the Todd Glass Show. Ethan, have a great time on the podcast tonight. Oh yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah, don't hear deep down. Dirty.
A children's song we
perfect.
Well, we'll say goodnight with this song. We hope you enjoy it. Good night, everybody. Good How night. About a hand for Ethan being always so great, right?
Thank you, guys.
Don't
thank
you gotta love
thank
Ethan?
You for having me.
You're the perfect guest.
Oh.
It's you I like. It's not the things you wear, not the way you do your hair, But it's you I like, the way you are right now, the way down deep inside you, not the things that hide you, not your toys, they're just beside you. But it's you I like, every part of you, your skin, your eyes, your feelings, whether old or new. And I hope that you'll remember, even when you're feeling blue, that it's you I like, it's you yourself, it's you, it's you, it's you I like. It's you I love.